This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Listen to some proverbs regarding our speech, which would always be wise to keep in mind. We've looked at Proverbs 15:23. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. And Proverbs 17, a man of knowledge uses words with restraint. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame." Proverbs 20:15, "Lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel." Proverbs 20:19, "A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much." Proverbs 21:23, "He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity." And Proverbs 25:11, "A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver." Then, describing the wife of noble character in Proverbs 31:26, it says, "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." The tongue can be an instrument of blessing, or it can be a curse. James, who wrote the New Testament equivalent of Proverbs, says, "We should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." James 1:19. Then in James 3, he says that what we say has great potential for good or evil. He also says, "No one can tame the tongue." To have our speech produce positive results, we must allow the Holy Spirit to control us, and specifically our tongues. When He's in control, He'll instruct and guide our speech by love, so that others will be blessed and God will be glorified.